I'll now hand over to Kerry. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Ed, and welcome everyone to Caterham School Speech Day 2019. I should perhaps start by saying, if you want to take your jackets off, gentlemen and ladies, you're more than welcome to. I shall keep my robes on. Mr. Gabrielle tells me I have to wear my gown and hood on the stage, so I will. But if you want to take your jackets off, that is fine. All I would say is, prize winners, when you're coming up, if you can put them back on, that would be great. So, listen, it's been, by any measure, another really incredibly successful year, and I am grateful, as Ed says, to all of you, all members of the Caterham School community, for the part you have all played in making this year so special. Of course, my greatest thanks goes to your sons and daughters, our pupils, who have once again demonstrated their talents across a huge array of areas, and for which we'll be awarding prizes later this morning. But I would also like to publicly thank all of you who volunteer your time and your expertise to support what we do. Simply, we could not do what we do without your support and your time and your effort. From the trustees, to the PA, to the Old Cats, and to the Caterham School Society, this really is a shared endeavour, and I am very, very grateful to all of you for the hours and hours and hours you put in to making this place so special. So this has been a year where, once again, there have been numerous moments where, as a headmaster and as a parent, I've been incredibly proud. You'll see in the back of your speech day programme, the pupils have picked their favourite moments from across the year. I'm sure you've had a flick through that. And I'll just highlight a few of my own special moments from the year. And of course, in doing so, I know that this is a subjective undertaking, and I apologise if I miss out something which is really special to you. But if I try to say everything, we would be in this hot tent for a lot longer. So here goes. I should, of course, start with the ISI inspection report. I hope you've had a chance to read it, and if you haven't, I would recommend it to you. The report, I think, gives you and us confidence that the school meets and exceeds all the 550 regulatory requirements that we have to meet and adhere to. I think, more importantly, I hope it also reassures you that your sons, your daughters, our pupils at Caterham achieve fantastic things, both in terms of their outcomes across all areas of school life, including academic and co-curricular. But it also demonstrates that their personal development and growth is incredibly strong, confirming, I think, that we actually are inspiring education for life. And I suspect, like me, those judgments and standards are why you sent your son and daughter here to Caterham in the first place. It is a core business of any school. Achievement is the core business of any school. And whilst I'm pleased, of course, by the judgments, I wasn't surprised. You know, I spend my day working, and my weeks working with a hugely talented bunch of pupils and staff. And you get a sense of what is going well and what is not going so well. So I wasn't at all surprised that our outcomes were excellent. But what I was really proud of in the report was the description of how this school, this place, supports your sons and daughters to achieve the incredible things that they do. If you'd asked me 4 years ago, when I came to Caterham, what kind of school I wanted to be headmaster of, then I would have exactly described the school that the inspectors described back to me on that day back in May, when they gave us a verbal report about what this school was like. They described a school which is highly ambitious, where all pupils are supported to achieve the best they can in an environment which places their well-being at the centre of everything, which doesn't set up any false dichotomy between success and being a thoroughly decent person, where balance and growth and development of the individual is as important as the number of A stars they achieve, and a school where there is real consonance between who we say we are and the lived experience of your sons and daughters. I think we do what we say we do, and for me that's really important. And of course, as Ed said, we're not perfect, and of course things will go wrong from time to time, but we're a school, like our pupils, like our staff, that is self-reflective, and we strive every day to get better and to be better and to offer excellence at every single opportunity. So I think the ISI report is my highlight of the year. On the co-curricular side of things, I've been a bit of a coward and picked four moments. I do think the senior school production of In the Heights wins, actually. I've been in teaching for 30 years. I don't think I've seen a better school production than what I saw back in December, genuinely. The ease with which the cast and the staff carried off a really challenging and inspiring piece shouldn't be underestimated. They made it look so easy, but it was such a hard thing to do. I was very proud of them. I think close on the heels of In the Heights probably is the lacrosse nationals. The first team and the under-14s just missed out on going through to the national finals in some pretty atrocious conditions over in Aldershot. But also, I think the first 15 rugby. If you've been lucky enough to watch the first 15 rugby team this year, last autumn term, they have played some of the most expansive and exciting rugby I've ever seen. And either we won by 50 or lost by 50, but, you know, enjoy doing it. But a fantastic season. And of course, our swimmers, very often unheralded, our swimmers have quietly got along with having a superb year, winning a bronze medal at the national championships. And of course, this morning we'll celebrate all individual success from those teams as people come on stage. But it's been an amazing year on the co-curricular side of things too. My final best moment actually occurred in the last fortnight. A couple of weeks ago, I was very lucky to be a judge on the inaugural Old Caterhamians Innovation and Collaboration Prize, which we'll award later this morning. And I should say I'm very grateful to Clive Furness and to the Old Cats, particularly Clive, for initiating this. It's another really fantastic way, I think, of demonstrating the value of our alumni to the pupils in the school right now. So this is a competition we've run for the first time this year, and the brief for the pupils was to identify a problem and develop, in a team, a proof of concept solution to the problem they identified, and to pitch it to a panel of experts. And of course, they were to do all of this on their own without any help from any adults. So there were four teams. Four teams got through to the final that was judged 2 weeks ago. There was one team of fifth formers and three teams of first years. The challenges that they had identified, I think, speaks volumes for the kinds of pupils we have here at Caterham, ranging from an augmented reality app to help pupils with learning support needs, an app for your phone to help address some e-safety concerns, and a shampoo and an educational concept to address the issue of plastic in the oceans. So a really wide-ranging, diverse set of ideas and concepts that these pupils had devised on their own to solve, judged in a Dragon's style kind of way. So the pupils had to stand in front of four strangers, experts in their field, and pitch their idea, pitch their concept. Some had actually created a product, some just had a proof of concept idea. I could not have been more proud at that point of all the teams who made the final. The quality of their thinking, the quality of their teamwork, their presentations, the research, their determination to use creativity and innovation to make the world a better place was really, really affirming. It was fantastic. I won't tell you who won. I won't spoil the tension. But when they come up on stage, you'll hear them, I suspect. And if you wanted to be filled with optimism about the future and listen to the excitement and belief of young people that they can change the world, then do take note when we award that prize for the first time this morning. It was a fantastic thing to do. And I'm delighted that the Old Cats are guaranteeing to support that prize for the next 10 years. I think some great things will come from it, actually. So I'm conscious that those best moments for me, none of them are academic or purely academic. And a great deal of what we'll do this morning will celebrate the academic side of school life. But I would like here to publicly thank my upper sixth A-level class this year, my history class, for making this year such great fun for me. And I wish you best of luck in August. I should say that I'm very sorry not to have mentioned CCF, I think which remains one of the best things we do here at Caterham, nor indeed the choral, orchestral, musical work that's taken place this year and has at times taken my breath and I suspect your breath away as well. Although, of course, you'll hear and have heard some of that excellence already this morning. And as ever, I'm hugely grateful to the incredible team of teachers that enable all of that activity to take place. The fact that here at Caterham we can put out so many sports teams, so many musical ensembles, debating teams, the fact we can put on close to 15 drama productions a year, run trips to Tanzania, Morocco, all over the place, run a hugely successful DV and CCF, and lots more, I think is something that I can and perhaps sometimes you can take for granted. We are lucky, I think, to have such a really talented bunch of teachers here at Caterham, who are not only just subject experts and inspiring teachers, but also teachers who share our vision that education does not just take place in the classroom, and teachers that are prepared to go above and beyond to ensure the commitment to education in its widest sense is what we offer here at Caterham School. So can I ask you to join me in thanking all of the staff? And as ever, as we draw to the end of a school year, there are some colleagues that we say goodbye to this year. And as sad as we are to be losing some great colleagues, I'm also delighted that they're moving on to bigger, if not better, schools and things. So, I'll start with Magnus Anderson. Magnus has been teaching physics here and as head of year for 8 years. And Magnus is moving on to be a deputy head at Leicester Grammar School. Congratulations, Magnus. Rob Clark, who's been director of sport here at Caterham for 10 years, is moving on to Marlborough College, Malaysia, where he takes on a senior role to run their co-curricular programme. So good luck with that, Rob. Thank you for all you've done. Dr. Jamie Robinson, who's done so much not only for biology but also for DV here at Caterham, is pursuing his ambition to go and work abroad, and he's moving with his dog to Vancouver. Good luck, Jamie. Jen Simpson. Jen, who's been head of lacrosse here for a short while, has done so much for lacrosse at Caterham. She's going home to America, and I'm delighted that she's doing that. It's the right time. She, of course, will carry on playing lacrosse for England. I suspect we will continue to see quite a lot of her. And as sad as we are to see her go, I'm really pleased that she is going home to stay with her family for a while. But Jen, thank you for everything you've done. Dr. Emily Gray in the English department is moving on to Magdalen College School, Oxford, where she will be second in the department. Harriet Harjigo is moving on to become head of chemistry at Croydon High. And we also say goodbye to Peter Buchan and Gareth Owen, who are going back to studying. So thank you for all that you've done for the school too. I'd also like to say thank you to the outgoing prefects in the Upper Sixth, many of whom are here this morning. They've played such a key role in the success of the school this year. Not only have they set a great example to all the pupils in the school, they've also helped shape quite a lot of our agenda this year, particularly around the issues of mental health provision and wider inclusion in the school. It's great to see such conviction and interest from our pupil leadership in these issues, and I'm really grateful to all of them for the part they've played this year in helping us shape these agendas. I'm, of course, particularly grateful to the head girl and head boy, Anna Gardner and Joe Haynes, who we'll hear from in a moment, who have been outstanding in their roles this year. Could I ask them and embarrass them by asking them to come forward to receive a small gift from me to say thank you for their wisdom, humour and support over this year?
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And I should say that we announced next year's head boy and head girl for next year. And next year, the head girl will be Lottie McDonald and the head boy will be Ben Brown. Congratulations to both of you. So one of the great joys, one of the great privileges about working in education and working with young people is the energy and optimism I've talked about already this morning. The energy and optimism they bring when confronted with challenges. It has been and remains a huge privilege to work with pupils at this school who have thought seriously about the challenges facing adolescents and indeed all of us in the 21st century and how schools and this school in particular should respond to them. Many of the initiatives we've undertaken this year have been as a direct response to their persuasion and their activism. from wellbeing dogs to the creation of house families to LGBTQ plus issues and environmentalism. They have influenced the kinds of things that we're talking about. And I'm delighted that Chris Hines is here this morning, and I'm very grateful to him for taking the time to come and address us in a moment. Because the very activism and issues that he espouses, we see in our own people's body, in your sons and daughters. And indeed, of course, we see it in our own tradition, reaching all the way back to the Reverend John Townsend, a belief that we can, if we choose to and if we want to, change the world around us. And that where we see injustice or wrong, that we should step into that space and not assume somebody else will fix it for us. Social activism, if you like. I'm sure that you know that Reverend Townsend not only set up this school back in 1811, but before he set up this school, he also set up what became the Royal School for Deaf Children, because he was personally touched by the plight of a child of one of his friends who was deaf. No one else was prepared to step in and do something about it, so he did. And that thread of activism, of community activism, remains a key part of the Caterham DNA. And I know there are a number of old cats and current and former parents, many of you in the tent today, who are doing incredible things both in the UK and abroad to try and make a difference to the lives of those around them, because they believe, as I do, that we all have a duty to be part of the solution to the problem. And I know the school council has been pressing hard to address some of the environmental concerns we all share. And in partnership with our pupils, we've made significant strides this year in reducing, for example, our use of single-use plastics. This year alone, we have reduced by 90% the amount of single-use plastics we're using. In 2017-18, the school used over 17,000 plastic bottles. This year, we've used just over 1,000 plastic bottles. So a huge change in the way that we are addressing these issues, driven by your sons and daughters. We still have got work to do in this area, of course, but I'm delighted, as I'm sure you are, at the start that we've made in this area. And next year we'll continue. We'll continue to focus on that number of 1,000 to try and get it down. We'll continue to focus on food waste and food miles, doing all we can to ensure that as an organisation, we're not simply expecting someone else to do this for us, that we have a part to play. And you'll receive, all of you, if you haven't already, our first environmental impact report over the next few days. And partnership work, working in the world around us, you know is a real priority for us and for me as a school. I'm delighted that our relationship with the London Academy of Excellence continues to thrive and develop, as does our work with Lurangwe in Tanzania. But I'm just as proud of all the partnerships we're developing with local primary schools, such as our coding club with Firstfield Primary over in Merstham, our drama club with St John's in Caterham, our maths partnership with St Stephen's in South Godston. And on Monday of this week, just gone, we had over 100 primary school pupils on site for a day being taught lessons by lower sixth pupils, by your sons and daughters, learning an awful lot for themselves in delivering those lessons. I'm also very grateful to all of you amongst the Caterham School community, parents, staff, alumni, who have responded so positively to our transformational bursary campaign, the first phase of our Inspiring Education Master Plan. And I'm delighted at the positive response we've had to that appeal, and that we will be offering 3 places in September to pupils who come from backgrounds that they would not have been able to achieve a Caterham education from in the past, transforming lives with your support. So thank you for all that you're doing in that space too. I want all of our pupils to believe that they can change the world, and that we have much to learn from the world around us. And I say this particularly to our leavers today. You're about to go off and achieve incredible things in your chosen pathways. And on your journeys, and although it may appear sometimes your voice cannot be heard above all the metaphorical and literal shouting that goes on the news channels and social media, it is worth remembering that this is an incredibly exciting time to be a young person and to be alive. You have access to networks and platforms that my generation, my parents' generation, never had. Your power to be influencers, to connect, to persuade, to be agents of change is greater now than it's ever been, even if sometimes you may feel voiceless. And with that power comes great responsibility, the responsibility to listen to others, to check your facts, to persuade rather than browbeat, and to take the longer view. But also the responsibility not to sit by on the sidelines while someone else forces the agenda. We assume sometimes too often that the digital space and social media cannot be a force for good, but of course it can, if we choose to use it in a positive way. And I urge you to do that. Greta Thunberg this year has shown just how powerful the voice of the young can be, and that agendas can be changed through moral force and argument. So, I hope that Caterham has given you, leavers, the moral framework to know what is worth standing up for and what is worth standing up to, and that we have given you the confidence and self-belief to define your own futures and not let someone else define your future for you. Because that's what connects all of us here today back to the Reverend John Townsend. Whether you're a person of faith or not, our instinct is to open our arms to the world around us and to go and make a difference. To believe that when we succeed, we bring others with us, and that our success does not come at the expense of others. That is what makes this school and this place so special. And my challenge to all of us, pupils and adults in the Temp today, is to ensure that we don't allow cynicism or busyness to dilute that youthful activism that our pupils have, and which is so inspiring to me day after day, and that we also have within us if we listen to it. This is a fantastic community, and I am proud to be connected to something so special, which is both so energetic, vibrant, and caring. So those of you about to leave the school, both pupils and parents, of course, you will always be connected to this place, and I hope you will all stay in touch. I wish you all a very happy and restful summer, and best of luck to all of you leaving the school or waiting for exam results. Thank you very much.